Hi, I'm Guy.
Hey, and I'm Jose.
And welcome back to This Beats It All, discussions on the craft of screenwriting, presented by Save the Cat. Jose, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. How about you?
Not too bad. It's spring finally. We're enjoying it for a change.
Hey, that's good. Spring, Easter's done. Spring is here. Time for a new change.
It's good. Things are coming around and new TV season's going on, well, shows going on. Watched Fargo last week, really enjoyed that.
Oh, I saw that too. Yeah, I saw that too. It's really good.
New movie's coming out here soon, so things to look forward to. Yay, spring.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the movies because I was just looking at the movie lineups that are coming up in May, and there's like every weekend it's going to be one big blockbuster after another. So here we
Yep.
go.
Here
We're
we
getting
go.
ready for summer.
I know what I'm doing. Well, hey, let's look back in time a little bit, though, to last year. One of the big films got Oscar awards for the actors. It got nominated for Best Picture, and that's Dallas Buyers Club. That was a great movie to sit through and watch.
Yes, I definitely did. I watched it really kind of late already after the fact, after all a few weeks after it was already out. And a lot of the notes I was actually hearing from people who had seen it, and they said, they really liked it. And they said it wasn't the movie that they
Yeah,
expected it to be
yeah.
coming in. It wasn't going to be a regular AIDS movie and kind of just how to survive that. And after I did watch it, I agree with them that it was definitely a lot more than what I expected it to be.
Yeah, me too. I think a lot of that had to do with the characters in it and really how that movie was set up. It didn't have the like you said, what we're used to seeing in an AIDS movie in that regards. It had a great sense of humor too at times. But one of the things that we were talking earlier really stood out was kind of the opening and closing images in that movie and really how well those served the movie itself.
Because again, when we always talk about opening and final images, the thing is, you always kind of want to show us, how your hero has changed. Are you able to show us within just those two beats, even if you're not watching but reading the script itself? If you read the first 5 pages, last 5 pages, are you able as the writer to show the reader some sort of change, some sort of transformation? And I think here with Dallas Buyers Club, they really did a good job with it. And if for those who did watch it, if you do remember the opening image, we see the Matthew McConaughey character, Ron Woodruff, having reckless sex, in this rodeo, and we
That says
see,
right away, not a family film.
that's right away. Again, part of adding, establishing the tone, not a family film, but we see right away this main character having reckless sex behind this kind of hidden, kind of, what do you call it, under the bleacher seat, so to
Yeah.
speak. And what it is, it's not just watching him have this reckless sex, but you see him watching through those wooden slats. It's watching the rodeo kind of going on in the main, what do you call it, arena. And it kind of just shows, that this is a guy who's kind of just standing in the background. He's just watching things go on while he's kind of doing his own little thing, if you want to call that.
Yeah.
It is. But if you see, how they really kind of mirrored that in the final image, is that in the final image, for those who did watch it, you see that this time we see the Matthew McConaughey character not anymore watching from the sidelines, but now he's the one on top of the bull.
Yeah.
And he's the one now doing the rodeo itself, showing us that this guy has now, after this journey that he's gone through, he's not anymore just going to be standing or sitting in the sidelines, but he's now really, literally and figuratively taking the bulls, by its reins, and he's jumping on board right away, and being part of the adventure, if you want to call it that.
But you really are seeing two different people there from the opening to closing, it seems like.
No, it's very, very clear. It's like I said, some one guy is just kind of in the sidelines in the beginning, and to somebody who's really in the thick of the action in the very end. But even if you can expand more on just those two images, you kind of go to that opening sequence and that final sequence, if you remember it. That opening, so we had that opening image of him having his reckless sex, watching, the bull, the cowboy doing his own thing in the rodeo. And then if you go beyond that, the following sequence that follows that is that we see him, betting on a friend. He's telling his friend, it's okay, you're gonna do this. All you do is stay on the bull for 8 seconds, and it's $600 waiting for us. And you see him kind of being that con artist when his friend falls off after like 5 seconds or five,
Yeah.
6 seconds, and you see right away, the Matthew McConaughey character, he's like, oh shoot. Now he starts running, and we see the guys who gave him his money all running after him, and he's running away from them, stealing their money. So we come from that opening image of this guy having reckless sex, watching the sidelines, and we get to know him a little bit more as someone who's just this con artist. He has his people who hate him in this particular scene because he's stealing their money.
And he runs from them too. He runs away.
He's literally running away from this group, this mob. So we go now back to the ending, again, expanding that final image where we see him on the bull. But if you remember the scene that happens right before that, it's him coming back. You know, he goes to San Francisco where he faces the judge, and, you know, he has a trial where he loses the trial, unfortunately. But he comes back home. And what happens when he comes back home? He opens the door and there he's surrounded by another crowd. But this time the crowd isn't running after him, trying to beat the hell out of him. But this is now a crowd that's clapping him, that's now congratulating him.
Yeah, that's a huge change.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're welcoming him. And you see him, you know, getting the hugs, and you see him, that smile that he's passing on to Jennifer Garner. Like we were saying earlier, now just looking at these two sequences, really, the opening and final sequence, you see how much of a change that this character has gone through in the course of this story. And that's really just what we're looking for in all stories, is how much of a change are you able to give your hero. And again, just because we say, you know, we're looking for change and transformation, it doesn't mean that everything else goes right in their life.
It's interesting. He loses in both cases. He loses the bet. He loses the trial. In the first time, he runs away. The second time, he doesn't run away. He comes back, and he's congratulated then by the people who have become his friends.
That's very true, and very, very, really well put, exactly. And that's why, even though we say he doesn't get totally transformed, I mean, physically speaking, I mean, he still had AIDS, and he never was cured of that. But I think emotionally speaking, that's all we're really looking for in good character changes, is that how have they changed emotionally speaking? And what is that transformation that to show us that they have learned a lesson? Again, it's not always necessarily for the good, but at least within their life, how have they changed and how are they now able to change even that small world just around them and pass on whatever they've learned?
And as an audience member, you're satisfied by that change. It was well earned. It was part of the story. It didn't feel like it was a tacked on thing. You felt that was how it had to end, and you felt good about that ending.
Yes, most definitely. And I think for us, because we know the kind of story we're following, you know, because of, you know, what it is and what it's really all about. Again, it is also based on a true story. That is enough for us as an audience to make it a satisfying story. But before we also move on, I just want to real quick, one thing, just because Dallas Buyers Club also had a good example of this, was that when we were talking about the opening image and the setup of meeting the Matthew McConaughey character, and again, when we first meet him, he was a very unlikable character. And, you know, Save the Cat, you know, as Blake says in the book, there's usually, you know, a Save the Cat moment where you want to make sure that your audience likes this character enough for them to follow the story. But in this story, there really wasn't any Save the Cat moment for Matthew McConaughey. But I think they did another device that helps the audience like a character, which is, you know, you can give them some sort of undeserved misfortune.
Right.
And clearly, for the Matthew McConaughey character, or anyone really, acquiring AIDS is a very big undeserved misfortune.
Yeah.
So in a way, that's a way to also kind of get our sympathies for this character. So even if you don't have